When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
How many views on YouTube?
Per video? Overall, like 2 billion. Nothing crazy, because like, you know.
You just said 2 billion, nothing crazy.
Well,
I just hit 300 subscribers, which is pretty freaking awesome.
It has come to my attention. I've hit 1,000 subs.
I hit 1,500 subs, which is just a crazy number.
2,000 subscribers.
We have 3,000 subscribers. We hit 4,000 subscribers. Thank you for 5,000 subscribers. 10,000 subscribers.
I just hit 20,000 subscribers.
Thank you guys for 50K.
That looks so good.
200,000 subscribers.
1 million.
3 million. 4 million subscribers.
5 million subscribers.
6 million.
7 million.
8 million.
10 million.
20 million.
I didn't really think I'd ever even get one subscriber off of YouTube. I know how hard it is to get subscribers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The story of Mr. Beast is a story like no other on the YouTube platform. When Jimmy Donaldson uploaded his first video in 2012, no one would have expected that this eccentric, quirky MrBeast 6000 guy would eventually become the fastest growing YouTuber on the whole platform with over 35 million subscribers. However, the weird thing about this story that we're about to cover is that MrBeast knew from the beginning that he was going to be huge on the platform. How did he predict his own success with such accuracy? This video is going to cover the full story of MrBeast from the first upload all the way up until 40 million subscribers. This includes highs, lows, an extremely strong mindset, and absolutely no option for giving up. Join me as we cover the unstoppable rise of MrBeast, aka Jimmy Donaldson. Jimmy Donaldson began his YouTube journey not on the now popular Mr. Beast channel, but rather an original Call of Duty channel by the name of Beast5TY.
So back when I was 13, I made a channel called B6000. It was my channel before this. It's even older than this. This channel is only 3 years old. That channel was at least an extra year older.
Mr. Beast explained that this first channel was used to upload Call of Duty videos. However, since he only had a $10 microphone and no video making skills, the videos weren't very good.
I would do commentaries on it, but it was with a $10 mic. The commentaries were horrible.
After having only 50 subscribers on the channel, Mr. Beast saw an ad for the concept of sub for sub, where you would subscribe to another person in exchange for a subscribe back. However, after realizing that most of these subscribers weren't real active people, Jimmy didn't get any views despite his large subscriber count of 7,700.
And then I uploaded a video, and it got 5 views, 3 of which are me.
Jimmy was embarrassed by the fact that despite having thousands of subscribers, he didn't get any views, which led to the deletion of the Beast5TY channel on the 25th of December 2012 when it was at 7,700 subscribers. However, this certainly wouldn't be the end, or even the beginning for that matter, for Jimmy Donaldson on YouTube. Jimmy had a second channel that nobody knew about. This channel that no one knew about was the now popular Mr. Beast channel, which was created on the 19th of February 2012 when Jimmy was 13.
Doing this since like I was 13, and I've been fully obsessed like my whole life since then. So
Jimmy explained that the name Mr. Beast came from his Xbox Live gamertag, which then carried over to his YouTube channel.
Why Mr. Beast?
Name? Yeah. I've had it for so long. Like,
what was the initial?
It's a Xbox Live gamertag. I feel like a lot of people say that, but it was just my gamertag. I don't know how I got it, and it just carried over, you know?
The first video was uploaded to the Mr. Beast channel only one day after the channel was created. A video titled Worst Minecraft Saw Trap Ever.
Not my own friends. No.
Mr. Beast went on to upload various different Minecraft videos such as Harry Potter mod.
This is a mod from the movie Harry Potter.
And how to get unlimited diamonds.
What's up, guys? It's MrBeast6000 here, and this is a mod review.
Both very basic, uneventful videos. Mr. Beast uploaded a grand total of 14 Minecraft videos to kickstart the channel. These videos, in conjunction with various Pokemon uploads, caused Mr. Beast to hit 100 subscribers on the 1st of April 2012, approximately 1 year and 2 months after initially creating the channel. Jimmy acknowledged this by saying, despite being a small YouTuber, he hopes to continue growing and that it means a lot that they all subscribed. Mr. Beast then transitioned into Black Ops 2 content in mid-2013, where Jimmy began to introduce slightly more unique ideas into the content, which he thought to have the potential to get a few more views than just a standard gameplay, such as a list of the worst guns in Black Ops.
This is going to be a video about the top 10 worst guns in Call of Duty history.
And talking about the most subscribed channels.
I have a list of the top subscribed to YouTube channels, and I have a feeling not everyone knows who they are.
On top of this, he also uploaded a video titled Channel Trailer, which was a video uploaded for non-subscribed viewers explaining that if they were seeing this video, it means they weren't subscribed to the channel and that they should subscribe.
Only non-subscribers see this video in the trailer, channel trailer thing. And that's a problem. Why are you not subscribed to me?
This was just another example of how Mr. Beast began to use cheeky tricks to get people to hit that red subscribe button. He was very smart even in the beginning. Following the transition into Black Ops 2 content, Mr. Beast uploaded a video titled 203 Kill Game on the 2nd of August 2013. However, this video was much more iconic than just getting 203 kills on Black Ops 2, because in this video, Mr. Beast announced that he had hit 300 subscribers.
I just hit 300 subscribers, or actually a couple days ago I did, and that's pretty awesome.
Mr. Beast also claimed that he never thought that he'd even get one subscriber, so 300 is crazy for him, which will be an iconic statement when we get into the later parts of the video.
I didn't really think I'd ever even get one subscriber off of YouTube. I know how hard it is.
Mr. Beast continued to upload Black Ops 2 videos until he uploaded the video, How Much Money Does PewDiePie Make, on the 11th of November 2013, which was Mr. Beast's first semi-viral video.
How Much PewDiePie Makes 2014 video? That has almost 50,000 views.
Jimmy said in this video that he wanted to show everyone the earning possibilities on YouTube, which looking back from now seems kind of comical that he's using someone else as this example.
And I just want to show you the earning possibilities through YouTube and just, you know, how much money you can actually make off of YouTube. If you actually stick with it and upload till you get a big channel, your earning possibilities through YouTube are limitless.
Mr. Beast also mentioned in this video that he was now making a little bit of money off YouTube, which he used as a basis for the calculations on how much PewDiePie made. It's since been mentioned that when Mr. Beast started on YouTube, he never expected to make any money off the channel, and that when he first started, he was only making about $1 a day.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know you could make money or anything.
You know, yeah.
I was just doing it because I really wanted to do it. I remember I used to make like $1 a day off my channel, and then I'd just save it up for months, and then I bought like a microphone and things like that.
Good times.
The most iconic part about this video about how much money PewDiePie made was that it kickstarted a series called How Much Does Insert YouTuber Make on YouTube, where he would take the view count from different YouTubers and estimate how much money they were making from ad revenue.
My estimate is he's making $6,000 per day.
MrBeast even uploaded one for himself in March 2014 titled How Much Money Do I Make, where he displayed a screenshot showcasing his $100 earnings from 74,000 views, a number that seemed impressive at the time but would later become laughable as his channel continued to grow. Mr. Beast then hit 1,000 subscribers only 1 month later in April 2014.
It has come to my attention I've hit 1,000 subs, which is pretty awesome. I should say thank you.
This video was followed by a video titled Motivation, where Jimmy attempted to motivate his fans by asking them a specific question.
If you could be doing anything, what would it be? Go ahead and get it in your head, what would it be? And then the second thing I want to ask you is, why aren't you doing that? Why don't you spend your free time working towards that goal?
It was clear that Mr. Beast was extremely motivated and had a
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Strong mindset from the beginning, a mindset that would continue to grow his channel further. Mr. Beast used this motivated mindset to upload loads of different videos titled with a variation of How Much Does Insert YouTuber Make, which began to take on a slightly new style of thumbnail in late 2014 and early 2015. Although the thumbnails look pretty mediocre by today's standards, it was obvious that Mr. Beast was showing that he had the ability to grow, change, and improve his content. Mr. Beast then uploaded the video titled Quitting? On the 6th of February 2015, where he explained that he hadn't uploaded a video in a month, and he thought he might be done with YouTube.
It's been a month since I uploaded to YouTube, and to be honest, I was pretty sure I was done with YouTube.
Thankfully, Mr. Beast explained that he planned on continuing YouTube, given the fact that all of his videos were now getting over 200 views, a number that Mr. Beast considered to be an insane amount of support at the time.
The last couple of videos I uploaded all broke 200 views, which is pretty crazy.
Mr. Beast then signed off the video by saying that he thought the channel had so much potential.
I kind of want to start uploading, like, I feel like my YouTube channel has so much potential.
A statement that would absolutely come to fruition in the near future. Before we go any further though, I want to discuss a common observation of Jimmy Donaldson in these early pre-5,000 subscriber videos on his channel. I haven't seen this with any other content creator that I made videos on, but Jimmy was very attuned to the mindset required to grow his YouTube channel. He knew a lot about motivation.
Seriously, if there's something you want to be doing right now, why aren't you doing it?
Time management.
When I have free time, I find myself blowing hours on Twitter and Criminal Minds, which is not bad, it's just, it does not help me grow my channel, which at the moment is one of my bigger goals in life.
And calculations for the exponential growth of his subscribers.
Throughout all of this month, the month of April, I gained 183 subscribers. So if you times that by 12, and throughout the next year, I would gain 2,196 subscribers if I keep growing at the same rate.
But on top of this, one thing that's almost eerie looking back at it now, Mr. Beast knew he was going to be huge on the platform even before he had any kind of following. It really reinforces the point that you end up becoming what you think you'll become. Jimmy saw himself as a huge YouTuber and started moving towards that image in his own mind. This image seemed to be so vivid that in October 2015, MrBeast's schedule uploaded a video for 6 months into the future, where he showed himself having 8,000 subscribers, saying that in 6 months he wishes to have at least 15,000 subscribers.
What would I want to say to me in 6 months? Hopefully you're still uploading daily? Let's see. 6 months. Hopefully you have at least 15,000 subscribers, future me.
This video was then uploaded 6 months after recording, as anticipated, on the 4th of April 2016. By this point, Mr. Beast was at 25,000 subscribers, so it was clear that he had outdone his goal by almost double. It was also around this time, late 2015, when Jimmy changed the name of the channel from MrBeast6000 to simply MrBeast, saying that the 6000 didn't really mean anything and it made it harder for people to remember the channel name.
So here are the reasons why I changed my name. The 6000 really didn't mean anything. Having the 6000 made it way harder to remember my channel's name. Let's be honest, having numbers in your YouTube name kinda makes you seem less professional. I know, like, Boogie2998 or whatever his name is, he's pretty famous and he has numbers.
So let's do a little timeline check. It's early 2016, MrBeast has been growing steadily in subscribers and is now at around 20,000. MrBeast uploaded the video Subscriber Goals for 2017 in March 2016, where he explained that he had 20,000 subscribers.
And I actually have over 20,000 subscribers now.
And that he wanted to have 100,000 by March 2017, 1 year later.
And also, in case you're wondering what my goal is, and I know this is gonna seem really out there and, you know, kinda outrageous, but my goal for next year is 100,000 subscribers. I currently have 20,000 and I plan to have 100,000 in a year.
Well, only 4 months after uploading this video in July 2016, following some bizarre uploads like counting to 10,000,
I tweeted out a tweet saying, if this gets 50 retweets, I'll count to 10,000.
And cutting a table in half with a plastic knife, the MrBeast channel hit 100,000 subscribers. These videos where MrBeast would complete a monotonous task over a long period of time, like cutting a table in half with plastic knives, would become iconic on the channel as the audience began to recognize MrBeast as someone who would go above and beyond to complete outrageous, almost pointless tasks for the purpose of videos. Some other iconic videos of this style were MrBeast reading the whole B-movie script.
What's up, guys? Today I'm going to be reading the entire B-movie script.
Reading the whole dictionary.
I'm going to read the entire English dictionary in one video.
And watching Dance Till You're Dead for 10 hours straight. However, there was one specific video in this genre that would absolutely explode the growth of MrBeast's channel.
Your first video that kind of like... Correct me if I'm wrong.
Are you going to say that counting to 100,000? That took off, right?
Yes.
Everyone always says that. I don't know why. I just
what was your first big video? I thought that was the big one.
I mean, there were so many ones here and there. But yeah, that was
that
the
was
first one.
Like,
that, like,
really big one.
Yeah, in the YouTube community.
On the 8th of January 2017, MrBeast would upload a video titled Counting to 100,000 in One Video. This video, like his counting to 10,000 in one video, was a single 24-hour long video of Jimmy just counting.
36,140.
But he had to speed it up as Adobe could only export 24 hours worth of footage. Looking at Social Blade for the time, we can see that MrBeast gained 10 million views and 90,000 subscribers in the 5 days following the video. This video established MrBeast as a channel that was willing to do absolutely whatever it took to create an attention-grabbing video. When MrBeast uploaded the Counting to 100,000 video, he was at 500,000 subscribers. However, only 2 months later in March 2017, MrBeast was at 800,000 subscribers. This is iconic because going back 1 year when MrBeast posted the subscriber goals video in March 2016, he stated that his goal by March 2017, 1 year later, was 100,000 subscribers. However, he absolutely blew that goal out of the water by 8 times after hitting 800,000 in the month he hoped to hit 100,000. This strong growth continued for MrBeast, hitting 1 million subscribers on the 6th of May 2017. 1 month after hitting 1 million subscribers, MrBeast uploaded a video titled Giving a Homeless Man $10,000.
If you want to take it, it's about $10,000. I'm not joking.
In this video, MrBeast was given $10,000 by a sponsor and decided to give it away to a homeless man.
This is not my money. This is a new weekly series where I'm getting companies to sponsor my videos and I'm giving 100% of what they pay me away to random people.
This video would become iconic as it was the first installment of, shall we say, MrBeast giving away stupid amounts of money for a video. Following this, MrBeast made another video where he gave $1,000 to various homeless people instead of $10,000 to one. This video also included other various money giving away stunts, such as giving two different girls $100 each just to say subscribe to the channel.
Like and subscribe to MrBeast. Just say it real quick.
Like and subscribe to MrBeast.
Now you have to say it.
Like and subscribe to MrBeast.
Thank you. That was pretty easy.
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah.
As you can probably guess, this series was extremely popular given the fact that very few other YouTubers on the platform had the resources to perform such a stunt. MrBeast went on to upload donating $10,000 to streamers.
Oh my god. Did you actually just donate $200?
And tipping Uber.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Uber driver's $10,000.
Really? I want to hold the record, so it's 200.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
real
too.
Money.
This can't be real money.
This is real money.
However, these videos would be nothing compared to what MrBeast did on the 2nd of December 2017. When MrBeast was just under 2 million subscribers, Jimmy wrote a check to his mum for $100,000 in an attempt to help pay off her mortgage.
When will you be home? It's kind of important.
Well, gotta give me a couple hours.
Okay, love you.
Love you too, see you then.
Bye.
Obviously, his mum was extremely appreciative, and as you might guess, the video blew up, which only helped Mr. Beast to grow further. Mr. Beast then went wild with these types of videos, basically combining creative, extensive stunts and giving or spending large amounts of money. Some examples include buying a car with only pennies.
We're going to sign the paperwork for the car. Surprisingly, they're taking the coins. I don't know why.
And I made money grow on trees.
Everyone's told me money doesn't grow on trees. Like, what do you say? What is this?
And it really seems as though Mr. Beast found his groove with this video style because it's what he's been doing ever since. The best way to describe the video style is attention-grabbing stunts, which often involves giving away large amounts of money for the shock factor. Mr. Beast actually stated later that he doesn't want any expensive things for himself, as he feels as though it might make his team feel bad.
Are you gonna spoil yourself anytime soon? You gonna buy a nice car?
No. I don't want a car. I don't want a mansion. Cause like, how does that make my team feel? That's helping me make my videos.
However, I'm not really sure what Mr. Beast's definition of a nice car is, considering he drives a BMW i8.
So this is what she looks like.
But I'm sure we can all agree that there's no one on YouTube who deserves a nice car more than Jimmy. This attention-grabbing stunt video style caused Mr. Beast to go from 2 million subscribers at the start of 2018 to 13 million subscribers by the start of 2019, only 1 year later. Then 28 million by the start of 2020, 1 year later again. Mr. Beast currently sits at 38 million subscribers as of the date of this video, making him the fastest growing YouTuber in YouTube history. Many believe that Mr. Beast is on track to overtake PewDiePie at some point in the future, and comparing the growth rate of each individual, I think this could very much be possible. But going back to the start, how did a 13-year-old kid who didn't even think he'd ever get one subscriber...
I didn't really think I'd ever even get one subscriber off of YouTube.
End up becoming the fastest growing YouTuber in YouTube history with over 40 million subscribers. I think it comes back to the fact that he simply did everything correct from an internal perspective. He wrote down his goals, he knew exactly what he wanted and needed for his YouTube, and he decided to never give up until he got what he wanted, a feat that's not always achieved by others on the platform. Mr. Beast has changed the lives of so many people, both from a philanthropy perspective.
Like, you gave me money, but what money meant, like, to me is I actually got to ask someone to take the rest of my shift. I was supposed to be there till 1 a.m.
Yeah, I got to see you guys spend time with your family.
Yeah, I got to go home.
As well as a motivational perspective, setting a precedent showing that you can achieve anything if you refuse to give up. So what's next for Mr. Beast? Well, if Social Blade tells us anything, it's that Mr. Beast isn't planning on slowing down with the uploads anytime soon. Maybe a slight change in the format in his videos, but regardless, I think we can all agree that Mr. Beast will have some crazy stuff planned for us in the future.
You've climbed, you have conquered, you have orbied. You have beast moded it.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.